we got a serious problem. You know what I'm saying? And we, unfortunately, I know some people like that who cannot admit when they're wrong, and it's really, really sad, but it's their life. They do what they want to do. I just got to stay away from it. Sometimes you got to distance yourself from certain things like that, especially when it's, just a negative vibe that comes off of certain people. You don't want to be around negativity. Negativity is never a good look. Never a good look to be around. So, when it comes to Delaware and its corruption, like I said, I'm just going to continue to keep on keeping on and just keep pressing forward as far as continue to fight for what's right. When it comes to my daughter's case, I'm going to keep fighting to push for them to investigate and, do a better job at what they're doing. And not even that. I mean, there's a lot of children in Delaware that are suffering. So definitely got to keep on them. Definitely got to keep on them. So just look out for that. And if anyone has any questions or comments, please, you can dial in at 323-59. Or if you want to email me your suggestions or questions, you can email at mcassociates4all@gmail.com. I got a lot of response on my email, and I have been definitely emailing, checking it on the regular, and emailing back. So thank you to all those who, I was chatting with and had a discussion with. I appreciate your feedback. And just to all my loved ones, if they're on the line tonight, I love you all. Thank you all for listening and your support. It's greatly, greatly appreciated. You all have a blessed and a Merry Christmas. You know you're here for me. Get that good old text message or that good old phone call. Either or. But I'll be there. You need to know. So thank you. Even to my a friend of mine. Well, it has definitely been a long day. And still going. But that's all right. I'm just thankful to be able to have fun. You got to be thankful for every single thing, no matter what it is. See, everybody goes, it's just a different story, but everybody got a story to tell. It's just a different story, that's all. You already know that good old president elect. Very messy. Very, very messy. I don't know what kind of fool he's doing. But he's this man is not even in the White House. And he is just taking charge like, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Like, whoa, buddy. I don't know what's that about. But, that's just just undermining, the president, the first president. I've never seen that before. This man is just doing all types of new stuff, pretty much. And everything is new. But that's why I said we got to pray for this man. He needs some bona fide prayer. If we get together, we unite as a nation and prayer for the president-elect, I think we'll be okay. But we got to pray. We got to have hope. We got to believe that, move of God is definitely on the way, because this cannot be it. We have to help him guide our country in the right direction. And if we can't be giving him a whole bunch of negative feedback. That's why he moves. That's why he does what he does with Twitter. It's just another way for him to, get publicity and all this other stuff. So. It's just a whole other way for him to get publicity, but it's not even just get publicity. He just doesn't want any negative feedback on him. And he feels as though media, gives him negative feedback. Well, people have the right to their opinion, whether it's negative or whether it's positive. People's feedback are not always going to be positive. it's going to be something someone does not like. But we have to be able to, you know, take the constructive criticism and, you know, just critique it, fix it. If you feel it's a problem or it's something that can be fixed and you didn't ever thought about it before, then why not fix it? That's what I said. Gotta be open-minded when you're doing anything. Please lift tonight as a nation and pray for this team. We have to pray. We can't just keep thinking. We can't take the negative route when it comes to things. We have to have hope. Hope is very important. Without hope, you have no life. And in your life, hope in order to live. You can't have no hope without life. God is love. So we have hope now. We definitely have hope, especially if we believe in Jesus. Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely, without a doubt. So, I just pray that, you know, we can definitely come together as a nation and pray for our president-elect, that things that he, you know, that God opens his entities into his mind, and in his heart, and just renews it, and that he just holds his hands up. Don't put his hands on that button. Definitely don't want his hands on that button. It's press nothing. But that man, boy, he's dropping out. But we're going to pray that that's not going down at all. And I know it's not. Definitely know it's not. Well, I ain't going to say definitely. I'm just saying. I say not. Put it that way. I pray not.
But it's Christmas Eve, and I'm not going to be before you too long, because I know it's Christmas Eve, and really, I know I have my followers, so thank you, followers, for being on here tonight. But I definitely have, the boards are not lit up today, because it's Christmas Eve, people are doing their own thing, their own twist. But for those who are listening, I thank you. Listen to some Christmas music. I thank y'all for listening and for tuning in. I appreciate it. I just want to make sure that I be a blessing to you, the listeners, and, you know, not even just be a blessing, just be a consistent factor, because, you know, even though it's Christmas, still got to have the business, still get the word out there. That's never going to stop. That has to continue on, period. No ifs, ands, or buts about that one. I pray that, things go smoothly. But my thing is, you know what I am worried about? I'm worried about, not worried about, but I'm just keeping a watchful eye on Melania Trump. That is Donald Trump's wife. Now, she seems just like she's out of the picture now, and it seems like nobody's talking about her, but we definitely have to keep an eye on her, because he just seems like one of those guys, like, if you talk up against me, I'm going to get you type of dude. So, you know, I pray that all things would definitely work out when it comes to her situation. Because she definitely has a situation. I don't know if y'all not paying attention, but the woman doesn't say anything. She's not heard from. It's just like, it seems like she's a prisoner. Well, we know she's not no prisoner, but, you know, it just seems like it. I don't know if y'all see her out and about, but I don't see anything in the media when it comes to her. Like, she's a non-factor or something. Anybody's reporting on her? I thought they're supposed to report on the first lady and the president. Like,
you tell me about that one. But anyway, besides that, I'm not going to be with you that long, because, like I said, it is Christmas Eve, and I know that, you know, you're gift wrapping, you're preparing your food, you're doing whatever you got to do. But just know, Jesus is receiving for the reason, and I want y'all to have a blessed Christmas. I definitely want y'all to have a blessed Christmas. Know that I love you all, and I'll be on here tomorrow night, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, 6:30 p.m. So with that said, I thank you. And you all have a blessed Christmas. Enjoy your Christmas. Please enjoy your Christmas, because I know I will. As long as my babies are happy, I'm happy. And as long as those that I bless are happy, that's all that matters. So thank you so much. Y'all have a blessed evening. Tune in same time, 6:30 p.m. Christmas Day. We're going to have some Christmas music. We're going to rock and roll and in the rock and roll and in the rock and roll and in the rock. Y'all know I don't know that song, but that's all right. I tried. Y'all have a blessed one. Tune in tomorrow, 6:30 p.m.